Well, Iraq has been witnessing another bloody day. At least 54 people have been killed in a series of bombings there. Nearly a dozen explosives-laden cars went off in five different areas across Baghdad province. The explosives, which targeted busy streets and markets in mainly Shia-populated districts, left 42 people dead and 80 others injured. Elsewhere, 12 people, among them soldiers, died when a bomb exploded in the city of Mosul, northwest of Baghdad. 20 others were also wounded. Sunday's blasts bring to over 620 the number of Iraqis who have been killed so far this month. The Arab country has been hit by fresh violence since the beginning of 2013. Based on official estimates, more than 5,300 people, mostly civilians, have lost their lives this year. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Bara Afif, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Iraqi capital. Bara, what more do we know at this time?
Yes, Waqar, the number of explosions increased to 11 cars bombed have been exploded this morning in mainly Shia neighborhoods. The explosion targeted commercial areas and parking lots in the capital. The newest one, when a car bombed in a garage near a Shahab stadium, killing and wounding five people. Also, a car was parked in the Gold Shop in the Baladiyat area, killing and wounding 11. Also, in Sabal Bur, north of Baghdad, 11 people have been killed and injured. Another explosion in Hurriya, in a market, in a public market, north of the capital, killing four and wounding 10. Another explosion when two guards have been killed and two others injured in Al-Buhayrat, south of Baghdad. Two cars exploded at the same time in a market, in Shalal Market, in Al-Shaab district, killing six people and wounding 12, which is the deadliest explosion this morning. Also, 19 people have been killed and injured in the last explosion targeted a market south of Baghdad. The Iraqi forces closed the main roads led to these areas, and official sources said that the outcome of the explosion is 54 people have been killed and 93 injured. To join the people who have reportedly been killed across the country this month, according to the UN, which is more than 600. Yes, Waqar.
Okay, Bara, thanks a lot for that update.